As undocumented children continue arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border, FEMA has asked a Milwaukee agency to stand by in case it's needed. FEMA typically responds to natural disasters, but now it views the children's arrival a humanitarian crisis. Thousands have traveled from Central America to the U.S. border. On Tuesday, President Obama asked Congress for more than $3 billion to address the situation. The local agency preparing to help is Catholic Charities of Milwaukee. Father David Bergner is executive director. Barbara Graham, its immigration attorney. They spoke with WUWM about FEMA's requests.
Part of that was asking us to identify potential facilities here in southeastern Wisconsin to be used as a temporary shelter for these children. The other part was to ask for staff to assist in the staffing of such a enterprise.
So then we're talking also about a bed, food, clothing, some kind of education, activities, safety. What would that all take?
There's no question, because of the scope of it, that should we develop a shelter here in Milwaukee or in Wisconsin, that we would need help from other organizations, especially those that are close to the immigrant community, to assist with this effort. And of course, we'll also encourage the involvement on the part of volunteers. It'll be a major effort that require all of those things that you indicated, the education, the recreation, work with perhaps an attorney if they have a case for asylum. And unfortunately, we don't know how many of them will qualify for that, and it's quite possible that we're just a holding station, be it nurturing, before they're repatriated.
What did FEMA say in terms of what the agency would be looking for, how many people could come here, how long the stay might be?
The minimum number of children that needs to be attended to in any one facility would be about 100. And the stay, as I understand it, would be up to 4 months before a determination could be made as to their status. And it's also my understanding, and I think Barb can correct this, that in terms of minors from Central America, they, according to a current law, should have their day in court in terms of the ability to become an asylee.
Most of the kids coming out of Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala are looking to escape either violence in their home or gang violence or just this bone-crushing deprivation. For those escaping domestic violence and gang violence, we can try to do something called an asylum claim. For those who literally had to leave because of abuse in the home, we can also try to do something called special juvenile immigrant status, which will require going into state court and getting a guardianship or getting a CHIPS petition, child in need of protection, as well as then using that order to go ahead and file with the immigration to get them their lawful permanent residency.
This seems like a potentially massive undertaking that could be with you for a very, very long time.
I think that's very conceivable. Certainly, we're going to be committed to whatever kids come under our care and supervision. At the same time, we're going to be extremely take an advocate position in terms of how we can interface as a country with the countries in Central America to improve the human living conditions there so that this human disaster doesn't repeat itself in 5 or 10 years. I think that's the real challenge.